Joshua chapter number 3. In our text this morning, the time has come for the nation of Israel to cross over into the promised land. They were made ready for the crossing. It was necessary for them to be reminded of God's presence and God's promises that they had to look forward to. And as they began to cross, they needed something to occupy their thoughts as they crossed over into that new land. If not, some might have fixed their sights on the past and wanted to remain just right where they were. Others might have fixed their eyes upon the river and would have been afraid to cross over that swollen Jordan River. Still others might have looked at the unknown land across that swollen river and perhaps would have turned back because of fear of the unknown on the other side. Understanding all this, we find that Joshua told the officers, and then the officers commanded the people. In verse number 3, he said this: "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God," he said, "remove from your place and go after it." And while it's true, there is a certain amount of security in the past because we know what has happened in the past and we've learned to deal with whatever was in the past and cope with that. Oftentimes, fear grips the heart of people who are afraid of what might happen in the future. And they determine, instead of living in fear, that they're going to live in a comfortable past life. But listen, we must go on, we must move forward. Joshua told the people in verse number 5, he said, "Tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." If you think about it, God has so much more for us in the tomorrow than he ever has had in the past of yesterday. The past, no matter how wonderful it was, no matter how blessed it was, can't compare to the future that God has for you and I. And the time had come for the nation of Israel to cross over into the land that God has promised them to do so. But as they looked at that task, they quickly surmised this. It was impossible for them to do that. It was impossible for the nation of Israel to cross over Jordan and go into that promised land that God had told them to go into do. They understood this, that they needed God to intervene on their behalf as they stood there looking over at the Jordan. The same is true for our life. The same is true for the life of the church. The time has come for us to cross over. We need to move from mediocrity to excellency in our lives and in our service for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to start acting like we're the blood-bought children of God. We need to stop playing church and start being the church as we've been speaking about for over 2 years now. What we really need is a renewed commitment to our church, to the ministry here at Sharon Baptist Church, and no doubt to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And when it happens to the Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt it will happen at the ministry here at Sharon Baptist Church and our church collectively together. This time of stay at home and this time of safer at home should have given you some extra time in your life to contemplate and meditate upon the things of God concerning you and your family and the church and the ministry that God has given you to do. And just like the nation of Israel, if we're going to move forward for the cause and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need God to intervene in our lives. We need God to intervene in our church. And we must push forward to the victory that God has for us individually and us corporately as a church. Any of you that have a computer understand that it constantly and regularly requires an update. At this very moment on my Apple laptop, I have Microsoft Word for my documentation preparation program. And Microsoft Word, the version is 16.16.22. It didn't start out with that version, but since I installed it in 2016, Microsoft, on many different occasions, has enhanced, updated, and made its product a little bit more secure than it was from the very last version. And just like our computers, just like our cell phones, just like our tablet, our church needs constant updates to remain effective in carrying out the mandate and vision that God has given us here at Sharon Baptist Church. Henceforth, the title of the message this morning, Sharon Baptist Church 2.0. Let's stand as I give respect to the reading of God's Word. In Joshua chapter 3, we'll read verses 1 through verse number 6. As we think about this thought, Sharon Baptist Church 2.0. The Bible said in Joshua 3, beginning in verse chapter 3 and verse number 1, "And Joshua rose early in the morning And he removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it. Sounds like social distancing, doesn't it? Amen. But that's really not what that is. Amen. Because we don't want to social distance ourselves from God. But this reminded me of that. The Bible says that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way hither to fore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself for tomorrow, for the Lord will do wonders among you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, we pray now with a bended heart, Father, that you would just anoint me, Father, with fresh oil as I preach the word of God to your people. Father, I pray and ask this morning that you do a great work for those that are sitting at home and listening by the way of live streaming, Father, and not able to gather here with us, Father. I pray that you challenge their hearts as well. Oh, Father, we need to move from mediocrity to excellency in all that we do. And, Father, I pray you'll help us to be able to do that in the coming days and weeks and months. Oh, Father, as we think about this thought this morning, Sharon Baptist Church 2.0. So, Father, we love you. And, Lord, of course, we ask this, Father, that you would save someone under the hearing and the preaching of your word this morning. Perhaps in this building, Father, they don't know Christ as their Savior. And so, Lord, I pray that you would be a help to them this morning and save that one that's closest to hell this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And you may be seated. As we look here in this passage of Scripture, I think something pretty clear is seen for us. It's time for us to cross over. It's time for us, as my dad used to say, to strike while the iron is hot. We have a chance, really, this morning and this time to rebirth ourselves and Sharon Baptist Church to be more conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that some of you probably are not going to like some of the things that take place in the rebirthing process of Sharon Baptist Church 2.0. I understand that. And for that, my heart truly and sincerely is grieving even at this very moment. I want you to understand something, that as I have led you these past 10 years and you have followed me as I have followed the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing has really changed except for my desire has grown stronger for you and for God's people and this church to be everything that God expects us and this nation and this city and this town and this state needs us to be. You see, if we desire real change to take place on the inside and then ultimately on the outside, it begins here and it begins now with Sharon Baptist Church 2.0. I want some of you are sitting here and you're thinking, I don't know about that, Pastor. I don't really know what you're getting at quite yet, but I do know this. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to be some hard work. And there's no hiding that fact. It is going to be hard work and it is going to take time. And at some points, you might even feel frustrated by it. But understand this, when we get down to the other side, when we cross over the Jordan, we'll be what God would have us to be, and God's blessing and honor will be placed upon Sharon Baptist Church. But to do that, guess what? We need God to intervene on our behalf. Just like the nation of Israel needed God to intervene. There's no way they could cross over that swollen Jordan River without God intervening. And just the same way you and I, we cannot do anything. We can't move from mediocrity to excellency in all that we do for Jesus Christ without Him intervening and working on our inside, so to speak, and then moving outside as well. So this morning, let's look at this passage of Scripture, and we'll see the preparation that was necessary for the nation of Israel to move across the Jordan. And then we'll tie that into the preparation that's necessary for you and I to move from just being a mediocre church to an excellent church, serving the Lord Jesus Christ with 100% of our mind and our soul and our body. Notice, first of all, if you're taking notes this morning, notice in verse number 5, the first preparation that needed to take place was that the people were sanctified. The people were sanctified. Notice verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. You see, we look at that word sanctification, and we can equate that word with holiness. Holiness and sanctification. Sanctification and holiness. They're not exactly the same words, but they're kind of blood related. That word sanctification means to be set apart, and it carries a twofold application in our life. Number one, we ought to be set apart from sin. And then number two, we ought to be set apart to the service of God. Understand this, you could be set apart from sin, but not set apart unto service for God, and you'll never be what God would have you to be. And you could be set apart unto God, but not set apart from sin, and God will never use you to be what he would have you to be. And so understanding this as a church body, and us as individuals who comprise the local New Testament church, we have to be set apart from sin and set apart unto the service of God himself. Understand this, this battle that Joshua was about ready to take place was a spiritual battle. And Joshua understood and Joshua knew that requires the people to have a spiritual preparation. If you're going to have a spiritual battle, you have to have spiritual preparation. If you're going to have a physical battle, guess what? You're going to have to go down to the gym and work out and learn how to fight and wield a sword or shoot a gun or pull a bow and arrow. But listen, Joshua understood this was not the kind of battle they're about. Are going to have to fight. They're going to have to fight a spiritual battle. And so because of that, he told the people, sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourself means that they were to separate themselves from the common things of this world in order that they might focus on the Lord. They were to set apart from themselves all worldly concerns and let it go by the wayside in order that they could be set apart to God. And because they have done that, they were set apart from sin and they're set apart to God in his service, the Bible says the Lord will do wonders among you. Sounds like a pretty good incentive to me, doesn't it? God says, set apart from your sin. Turn to God and serve him with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And if you'll do that, I will do great wonders among you. I wonder this morning, are you ready to sanctify yourself to see the Lord do great and mighty things? Well, sanctification is akin to holiness, but then notice in verse number 1 as well, the leaders needed it. Joshua needed this sanctification. Notice in verse number 1, the Bible said that Joshua rose up early in that morning. Notice the Bible said he rose up early in the morning. There's some liberal Bible scholars out there that think he rose up early to start the process of heading over the Jordan River. I don't believe that to be true. That may have been the case, but I happen to believe I can have a little understanding and insight into Joshua's heart. And I believe he rose up early in the morning to take time to get alone with God and to talk with God about what was going to take place on this big day. It wasn't up to Joshua to figure out how they were going to cross the Jordan River. He didn't have to figure out. There was no possible way that the nation of Israel could cross Jordan, and Joshua could not figure out. There was no way he could have done that. It wasn't up to him to figure it out. God had commanded him, and because God had commanded him, God would provide a way for Israel to accomplish the task that God has asked him to do. Joshua's part was this. His part was to seek God. His part was to trust God to accomplish what God had already promised. And there's no doubt in this mind that Joshua rose up early, as was the practice of our Savior Jesus Christ, to spend a little bit of more time in prayer seeking God's will and seeking God's wisdom. Joshua needed to be sanctified, had to be set apart and drawn closer to God for the great task that lied ahead of him. Well, not only did the leader need to be sanctified, but notice in verse number 3, the people needed it, and so do we. You see, in their sanctification, they were commanded, the Bible says, to keep their eyes on the ark of God. If you remember, the ark was a reminder of God's promises and a symbol of God's presence inside the nation of Israel. And God said to fix their eyes on the ark because they have never been this way heretofore. Guess what, my friends? You and I need to fix our eyes upon the Lord and remember His promises to us. I'm reminded of this, that God will not fail. And just like Joshua and just like the nation of Israel, we need to sanctify ourselves before we cross over from mediocrity into excellency as we serve our Lord Jesus Christ here at Sharon Baptist Church. And as our church is reborn and conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we find in their preparation to move from mediocrity to excellency, and for the preparation to cross over the Jordan River, we find not only were the people sanctified, but notice in verses 7 through verse number 13, notice this, the Lord was glorified. The Lord was glorified. Notice the command in verse number 7, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that thou may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. You see, God gets the glory for everything, but He uses individuals for Him to receive that honor and glory. God always has a leader whenever there's a job to do. It makes no difference if the bus ministry or the Sunday school or the children's ministry or the teen ministry. God always has a leader whenever there's a job to do. Someone has to be in charge to orchestrate the work and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this morning, is that you? Has God been speaking to your heart during the quiet moments of meditation, the quiet moments of reflection during our stay at home and safer at home period? Has God been speaking to you? Maybe He's raising you up to be a sanctified leader here at Sharon Baptist Church. Someone who's willing to throw all known sin out of their life and dedicate themselves to the work and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the kind of leaders that we need here at Sharon Baptist 2.0. No longer are we going to suffice to have mediocrity in our leadership, mediocrity in our Sunday school, mediocrity in our choir, mediocrity in our specials. That's not going to be the way anymore. That is not pleasing to Christ. But listen, we can be pleasing to Christ if we sanctify ourselves. Set ourselves apart, wholly surrender ourselves. You know, everything that we do outside of what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ really is going to come to naught. It doesn't matter if you work down for the Red Cross, you volunteer at the homeless shelter, or help those unwedded mothers at the home here in Hampton. That's a wonderful thing. It's great if you help old ladies across the street and give your neighbor a dime or two when they have some financial need. That's wonderful and that's great, but understand this, the work that we do for the Lord Jesus Christ ought to take precedence above everything else. I want you to understand, I want you to know that God always has a leader. And maybe you're that leader. Or maybe you've been leading a ministry and haven't been a sanctified, holy, set apart for the Lord, and God's speaking to your heart about that. Listen, I pray that you would desire to become sanctified. But if not, step over and move aside. God will raise up another leader in your stead to do the job the way God would have it to be done. Well, notice in verse number 8, the Lord laid out the plan. And thou shalt command the priest to bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. God always has a plan, and God always has a person to carry out that plan. The priests were to bear the ark to the edge of the Jordan, and they were to step into the water and wait for God to do a miracle work. They had stepped out by faith before they could do the work of the miracle. If they had stepped out by faith before they waited for God to do the miracle, it would not have happened. Every now and then you hear of someone who gives a lot of money to the church with no strings attached. And as a pastor, I'm really thankful for people who are willing to give large sums of money for the church without any strings attached. hint, hint, LOL, LOL, amen. We're in a building project. But the sad truth is, most of the time when those large donations come in, it's really not to give God honor and glory, sad to say. Most of the time it's to glorify man and the one that gave that. And most of the time I found this out, that normally God chooses to supply the finances by his people who simply walk by faith. Henceforth, the title of our giving campaign beginning in 2 weeks, Forward by Faith. Again, we're asking, as Pastor James already made mention, we're asking 30 giving units, whether you're single, you're married, however that works out, 30 different groups of people to pledge to God and say, okay, God, I'm going to give $100 a month toward the building project. And so, my friend, just as they stepped out by faith, you and I have to step out by faith. And when God uses ordinary people to do a great work for him, guess what? He gets all the honor. He gets all the glory for it. Well, not only was the Lord was in command, but not only also notice, thirdly, Joshua delivered the message in verses 9 through verse number 13. Joshua didn't say, listen to me, I'm your leader. He didn't say, listen, I'm in charge here. God appointed me to be in charge. He didn't do that. God had promised him that soon there would be no doubt in the minds of the people who the leader was. And I think that's a good way for God to honor someone, to raise up a leader that everyone understands and knows that, listen, God is behind him and God has raised him up. Joshua simply said this in verse number 9, hear the words of the Lord your God. That's all he said. I'm just going to tell you what God told me, so hear the words of the Lord. And then in verse number 10, we find this message that's given. We find, first of all, a message of encouragement. He says, hereby we know that the living God is among you. And no doubt when the people heard that, they said, glory to God. God's presence is seen by the ark, and we know that he is here with us. And then we find Joshua went on in the second part of verse number 10. It was the message of confidence. He says, he will without fail. Thank God for that, that God never fails. He never fails, he never falters, he never slumbers. He is always there for you and I. The message goes on, and the third part of verse number 10, we find that it was a message of victory. He says, it will drive out before you the Canaanites. So if anybody now had fear of the river, had fear of the land, fear of the Canaanites, God, through Joshua, as Joshua preached that message, said, understand this, that God will drive out the Canaanites from in front of you. And then it was a message of miracles in verse 13 at the end of that verse. And the Bible said, and they shall stand upon a heap. God says, listen, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. God's going to take care of the water. And we're going to stand upon a heap. The Lord laid out the plan. Joshua carried out the command, and I wonder this morning how many of us are willing to follow the Lord's leading and move forward with Sharon Baptist 2.0. Well, in their preparation to cross over into victory, the nation of Israel, the people were sanctified. They were set apart from sin and to God in his work. And then secondly, because they were sanctified, guess what? God received the honor and glory. And notice lastly, and very quickly, we find that the word was verified. The word was verified. Notice in verse number 14, we find the people were obedient. The Bible said, it came to pass when the people were removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. So we find in verse 14 that the people were obedient to what the leader asked them to do. Not only were the people obedient, but it takes more than just people being obedient. It takes the priest to be obedient. Look at verse 15. And as they bear the ark, were coming to Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped into the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed with all the banks at the time of the harvest. So we find the people were obedient. The priests were obedient. And listen, it seems like you would oftentimes think, well, if anybody's going to falter, it's going to be the people. But listen, sometimes it's the leadership who fails to walk by faith. But thank God here in this passage, we find the people were obedient. The priests were obedient. And then notice in verses 16 and 17, God was obedient to his word. Notice verse 16. that the waters which came from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city of Adam that is beside Zertan. And those came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. Notice this, as the soles of their feet stepped into the water, God stopped the flow of the water and caused it to heap up, and the priest stood on dry ground. Listen, their feet, I don't believe, ever touched the water. By the time they touched the water, they were standing on dry ground. That's how it happened. That's how God was obedient to his word that he declared. In Joshua 3 and verse 17, the last part of the verse, the Bible says this, and all the Israelites passed over on, get this word, dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And as the whole nation was sanctified, the leaders were sanctified, the people were sanctified, guess what happened? God did a great work. As we move forward from this point today with Sharon Baptist 2.0, we will never walk in victory. We will never move from mediocrity to excellency in all that we do in our service for Christ unless you and I are willing to be like the nation of Israel. Both the servants and the people step out by faith and be willing to get our feet wet to test the waters and trust God to do all the rest. If we hesitate at any moment, if we reject the message of God, if we refuse to step out in obedience because we don't like it or we don't understand it, then guess what we're going to do? We're going to limit the blessings that God has for us here at Sharon Baptist Church. I like what James says in chapter 1 and verse 22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. You see, Joshua stood up. He was God's man. He delivered God's message to God's people. The people heard and they obeyed. Israel prepared for the crossing by sanctifying themselves. Both the leadership and the people sanctified themselves. And as a result, guess what? The Lord was glorified and the word was verified and God kept his word. What he said he was going to do, he brought to pass. And since I believe that our God is an immutable God, he's an unchanging God. If we make the proper preparations here at Sharon Baptist Church with Sharon Baptist Church 2.0, just like the nation of Israel did, I believe this, that God's word will be verified in our lives and verified in the lives of our church. I like what Joshua said in Joshua 3, in verse number 3, at the end of that verse. Let's go after it. Father, come before you this morning.